Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is January the 24th, 2023. I haven't done a show in a little while. It's been a couple of weeks. I've been kind of sick. It happens to be that I've got either that variant flu or I've got something serious, and I believe it's on the serious side, and most people don't realize what it is. So I've dug, and I have a special guest, Charlene Renee Crystal Child, and she has dug, and she's a former nurse, couldn't handle the business any longer, watching people go down to deathbed and giving them chemo and pills, and could have cured them alternatively, and she got out of the business. Now, she's a targeted individual. I had her on the last show I did on a Saturday. It was a 3.5-hour special. If you haven't listened to it, I suggest you go back in case you need to grab a hold of what the information is that is in there. It's very vital. Something has occurred that most people have no idea. The Patriots seem to know, the Awake seem to know, and the whole bit, you know, that the New World Order is here and now. Davis, at their big meeting this past week, the guy in charge of Pfizer, made a statement, oh yeah, the New World Order. Tony Blair was there, called New World Order, etc. But one of the statements out of the Pfizer's guy's mouth was, oh yeah, all the chips have made billions of them. And he said, they've got the chip in it. The box has an electronic chip in it. He admitted it at the Davos conference, folks. They've already admitted that. Now, we're going to talk about people being killed, you, me, everybody, radiated consistently. And because this whole scam about this virus and so on and so forth was to get everybody to take this chip. And there's many reasons for it. Satan wants to control you. This is the New World Order, the final run. I've never seen anything like it. I believe in the Bible. To some degree, I believe they've been changed. Certain wording, I ask God in prayer to show me what he wants me to know. And he does. Now, we're in a final battle to where they've electrocuted the human race. 9 billion people, 9 billion humans, us out here. 6 billion have been vaccinated. That leaves 3 billion that are now shedding, according to the real DrJudy.com, who's an expert at this. And she says they're shedding. Now, there's a lot of people that I know who took the shot, shouldn't have, were forced because they worked in the medical profession, and when it first popped, they were forced or they don't keep their job. There's those. Then there's those in the restaurant business that were forced to do it also for major corps they were working for. A lot of people did not know what they were doing. Many of them claimed to be Christians, but yet you just got the mark of the beast. You got it injected in you. You have to go back and deal with God over this one. Now, the ones that have been injected, we're not going to be able to save you. 2 to 5 years, you're dead, period, from the time you took the shot. People are starting to croak all over the place from 2 years ago, taking the shots worldwide. But we have a problem besides them trying to contaminate us, give us crap that turns into worms, blood clot worm style. What they call them, Charlene? Anti-something. Now, this is what's killing the people who took the shot. Those who didn't take the shot, very smart. I didn't take it. Charlene didn't take it. Because we could see what it was. We were talking about 2 years ago.
Amyloid.
Hold on a second, Charlene. Hold on. I'm going to have you explain it. But here's the problem, folks. Right now, we're being attacked by Satan. This is nothing but New World Order, Satanic New World Order, Daddy Bush's New World Order agenda that they just spoke about New World Order all the way. Every one of them spoke it at Davos. And I'm going to try to get that video up underneath this radio show where you can go in and check for yourself. But here's what we are. When they put the cell phone towers up, the 5Gs, erected them all across America and said they're going to go to 4G, 5G, etc., folks, you had no idea. Neither did I. The technology that Satan has, the fallen angels, what are known as the aliens registered with the NSA, the National Security Agency, that oldest super spook Johnson, who was NSA, used to tell me about, 200,000 of them registered. And they've cloned over 10 million in Hope, Arkansas. Now we recently had all this bizarre crap coming out about the cloning in December. And thanks to Charlene informing me of this, you're able to see it on StuWeb.com. These are human beings all over the place being cloned. You're being cloned. Now, what this New World Order agenda is to kill two-thirds of mankind. Satan is out to do that. I would suspect two-thirds are going to die. Now, we have two major events that are going to take place at some point, I believe in my heart. And that's Wormwood in Revelations, I think it's 13. The star and the sister star hit the planet. Anybody drinks up the water, two-thirds of mankind die from drinking the bitter water, poisonous water from these stars in the pellet Earth. In the Super Collider, Switzerland, Super Spook Otis Johnson told me that they saw that that was going to happen before 2025. He said we would be hit with a fireball six times the size of the Earth. He said before 2025 was over with, if not before. Word of timeline, I've studied all this stuff. I've looked at everything. I've dealt with Charlene here trying to figure out if we could, because of these Faraday shields, covers from Satan's human body antenna, we're calling it now. This is what we're all up against. No matter whether you took the shot or didn't, if you did, you're even deeper trouble. And we're going to try to keep posting what you can do to probably help neutralize your body to help you. But you're going to be the ones that are going to be shedding this thing that Dr. Judy says. Be breathing into the air viruses that are going to contaminate other people and kill them. If we're at that point, and we're at a point that we're, I know God's been revealing to me for certain reasons, and showing me to get me to understand, to go to this direction that I'm doing now with this radio program and going to over the next week. Because the things that Charlene has found out and knows, being a targeted individual herself, like I'm targeted for being a whistleblower, that they're hitting us with what's called 6G. They got 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. It's so far off the charts, and the technology way in advance, just like building saucers for the U.S. government, John Lear, my friend's dad, in 1952. 150 of them under the alien agreement. Now, the aliens are in charge of the U.S. Treasury. Blackstone, BlackRock, comes out of the Silverado that Leonard Billman, the ex-in-law of mine, and his goon that took over for him, Larry Mizell, this fallen angel possessed, as Otis said, whatever lived in your ex-father-in-law lives now in Larry Mizell, and had for thousands of years for it inhabited Billman and then inhabits Mizell now. These entities are alive. They're in control of things. They're in control of the U.S. Treasury. In June, they're supposed to cut off cash. Is this biblical? Cashless society. No cash. All credit debit system. They can rob your bank accounts. They're going to shut you down. They're going to neutralize you the best they can do. Because Satan's out to kill us all. If they have 10% of the population left, you know, I mean, they're on the mass destruction. It isn't for a third of us to serve or 10% of us to serve them and all this crap, as long as you're around. But I'm looking at everything. We got a six-month gap here. That's it. If you're not right with God and you aren't powerful enough, you may not go to this other side. I didn't used to believe in a rapture. Thessalonians 2, I believe it is. I believe it was bull. But I'm looking at it now to where God takes a certain percentage, I believe, of his people and sets them in a possible another timeline. That in the next 6 months is possible, in my opinion. But what we're going to talk about is the fact that we are now in 6G mode. It's military 6G. None of these Faraday shields that you can buy for $4,000, $5,000 and drape it over your bed is going to work. No, I've already checked into, hold on, I've checked into all this, and it's not possible.
Right.
Because now we got the 6G that shoots copper, and you got copper, and it's zapping the copper in your body. What we are is we are human antennas. We're going to start using the word today, right now, Satan's human body antennas. It is going to kill us all. It's killing animals. It's killing humans. We are being radiated. And there's a formula that Charlene, thank God, has come up with. And so far, it seems to be very effective. And according to experts, these are the things you need to take, etc., to get the radiation out of you. Because if you don't, you're sitting there being radiated by your phone. You're being radiated by your computer. You're being radiated by your toaster, which they got chips in. You're being radiated by your microwave. You're being radiated by everything in your house, your TV, radiation, radiation poisoning, and it makes you ill. And that's what I have because of being targeted specifically because they hit me with a satellite called the Westar series of satellites like they're doing with Charlene and others, Debbie Davis. Many people are being hit by it. Brett Landreth, Sam LaPerry in Kansas City, both being hit by it because of being whistleblowers, suing Jeb Bush and Novation Hospital Supply theft. Now, here's the deal. We come up with a formula. She has, I've worked with her, I've listened to her, I've talked to other experts, and what about this? What about that? So we got a basic short list that Charlene is I'm gonna publish on my site, and it's gonna be a permanent banner up there. You wanna live? You wanna get rid of Satan's human body antenna off of your ass? Here's the formula. Here's what you need to take. One of them's potassium iodide, folks. Fill for a liquid form. That's an example. There's many other things that can help heal you right now and help prevent things from lighting you up and making you sick or vulnerable to catching the flu, which you don't want. I've been in bed for 2 weeks and it has not been pleasant. Nothing ever hit me like this except for being poisoned and being anthraxed. Never been this sick. And it's because of radiation.
Right.
And I'll put it this way. I have now in my possession what I need. And I'm going to be taking it as of today. So, final delivery. Got my stuff. But we're going to post a list of what to get. Charlene, the expert, what to get, plus what Dr. Judy says. One of the things we're supposed to do, too, Epsom salts, and at, not Walmart, but what's that other place? 20 mule team borax. 20 mule team borax. Mix it with Epsom salts and hot bath and do it a couple, three times a week to help pull the...
We're supposed to add in the potassium iodide in the powder form. So you use potassium iodide powder, the Epsom salt, and a little bit of 20 mule team, the borax in that. Those three in your bath will get this fungus off of your skin that causes the human body communication. Now you have it on the outside of your skin, on your outside of your body, but it's also on the inside because we're breathing it. They're spraying every day. And it is aluminum in the air that we are breathing. And of course, our bodies don't like breathing in anything other than air. And it's aluminum in our air. So this is a foreign object in our body, and our bodies are reacting to it. It's causing an infection. This infection is how the antenna can send, their radio antennas will send RF and EF communication through the human body. The fungus on the skin and on the body causes people to be extra sensitive to the weapons of war, like the old Russian woodpecker. And see, people now are too afraid to talk about this, how they're being targeted. They say, oh, I can't say that. I can't tell anybody because it'll make me sound crazy. Well, when in the older days, when we were at war and Russia had their Russian woodpecker pecking and pecking into people's homes through their lamps, through their light fixtures, through their appliances, and we were so, our grandparents were so sensitive to this. But they couldn't tell anybody. Well, then the dentists were putting fillings in people's teeth, and they were hearing the radio station playing in their teeth. Well, what would happen if that happened now? Instead of the dentist saying, oh, let me fix that's the wrong kind of metal I put in your teeth, I'm going to have to change it. Instead, they would say that this person is crazy and they need to be medicated for mental problems. So this shows you where humanity has gone with conspiracy theories and people just claiming that people are crazy. Because if you are targeted, you will hear radios, you will hear TVs, you will hear people talking, and it's not that you're crazy, it's because you are an antenna and you're picking up all these different signals and different people talking. So this is what they want to do with 6G, okay? And this is so important because it's not something that's new. It's something that's already been happening, okay? But this is what a new science article put in. Okay, so this is a new science article, and it says scientists want to use people as antennas to power 6G. Okay, so listen if they're close.
They're going to power 6G through the human beings.
Exactly. Why? Because your body is pretty great at harvesting wasted energy. The future of 6G telecommunications could come from visible light communication. Researchers at the University of Massachusetts Amherst believe using humans as part of the antenna system offers the most effective way to harvest wasted energy. In the process, humans could wear cold wire. Okay, so if cold copper. In the process, humans could wear cold copper. Okay, so now the copper, if you are a target and you are wearing copper before or using copper in your shielding products, then you would know that now this is not working anymore. The canopies were made, had a copper lining in it to block 5G. Now this is not going to work anymore.
Because 6G is, they're shooting us with a copper weapon.
They are using our bodies as the antenna at this point. So if they want
the copper in our body,
the copper in our body. So whatever we have in our body, aluminum, copper, magnesium, zinc, all the things that we need, and salt and water and everything else in our body that we need to survive, they will be using it to power 6G.
In other words, folks, be like me. Sleep about, I've been sleeping, Charlene, 18 hours a day for 2 weeks almost.
She's been real sick, yeah.
And nothing to eat. Finally, I'm eating something today. Ate something this morning, last night, late. Tiny bit, but my God. I never seen anything like it. Just knocks you weak. Go back to sleep. Get something done. Go back to sleep. I mean, I can see how people are running around zombied. Good.
This is already happening. This is already happening. And all the aluminum in the air and in our bodies is what's being used. They have been using this. They've been using this on people for a while. If you get sick, from this, now this is after 5G starts, and you humans will be
6G,
powering.
6G, and it has started.
Right, it's already started, and so if you get sick from this, your doctor will only treat you for the symptoms. Okay, because they cannot treat you for the real problem, and they refuse to tell you what your symptoms are from 6G harvesting your body energy.
And most of them don't have any idea.
But now this is what's going, what people would be feeling right now. Your joints swell. You have bronchial problems, hormonal problems, arthritis, tinnitus, diabetes, which is side effects from being a targeted person. Copper bracelets or copper-lined clothes or any shielding products with copper is a joke at this point. It's not going to help. In fact, scientists have designed a copper bracelet that harvests RF energy, opening the door to novel wearable devices. But we're already wearing the device on our skin, the fungus that the aluminum causes, and LED, the radio signals that come off of the LED, they cause this. So if you sit under an LED light, this is growing on your skin. But it's growing on your skin all the time. You got to get it off because we are being drenched in radiation and radio waves, and we can't get away from it. So when you treat for it, you're just knocking it down. I mean, eventually you can get it to where it can't grow back until the next 24 hours when you get your shower or get in the tub with this stuff or take the medicine. All right, so the stuff's growing on your skin and in your body.
Now, Charlene, you turned me on to one of the products that we're going to have on this list by you, is you turned me on to Carnivora. And I started taking it for a month, and I ran out for a couple, 3 days, and then I got back on it slightly, not total blast out, but it healed my skin of what the doctors called psoriasis. They blamed the psoriasis and vitamin D shortage and heart attacks that I had, and I ended up stent back in 2019. Now, I started taking it, folks, and it healed my skin. This stuff is tremendous. I could feel doing things inside my gut that I couldn't believe. And people have taken it, have all reported that they're, after taking it, it was like a new human being. It heals your tissue. But that's one of the items that we're going to recommend on a list of what you need if you want to survive this. Because this is Satan. It's his antenna. It's his reach into everybody's lives, period. And the ones that they don't want around, like me, Charlene Renee, and others, and they haven't wanted us here for a long time. We're still here by the grace of God, but this is going to help us stay here. It's going to help the others that are battle warriors for Christ, because we're down to the wire. Too many problems. Go ahead, Charlene.
There is a way to get the fungus off your skin with an inexpensive treatment. You can do it home. Just people need to know that there have been people who have left their homes because of targeting. Okay? And they're dying in parks. One woman left her home and took her three sons into their yard, but died from the cold temperatures.
Froze outside because she couldn't handle what it was doing to her. No.
But they were being targeted in their house so bad that she took the children out in the yard. And so this is the same situation that I talked about here on your show before, that back in 2012, I was outside cutting grass, and I was hot and tired. I wanted to come in the house and take a quick break, get a drink of water, and rest a minute in air condition. Well, I put my hand on my back doorknob. I turned the doorknob, and as soon as I cracked the door open, my heart started pounding so hard that I could hear it pounding in my ears. And I thought I was going to have a heart attack. My chest was hurting. My head was hurting. But when I closed the door back and I stepped back away from the house, it stopped. My heart went back to normal. And I was hearing other things around me in my yard and my neighbor. So I tried it again. I tried to open my door, and the same thing happened. All I heard was my own heart beating in my ears. And when I closed the door back, I had to walk back out into my yard. So I sat in the car. It's a good thing I had my keys with me, so I was able to get in my car and turn the air conditioner on and cool off and think about what to do next. So the only thing I could do, and I was thinking, this is the only thing I know to do, is to open the door again, run in, and flip the switch on my breaker box. Well, it's a good thing that my breaker box is right there close to the back door. Okay, so I run in the back of my house, I open the breaker box, and I flipped all the switches. I flipped the main breaker, cut everything off. And when I did that, it stopped, because as soon as I opened that door, my heart was boom, 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 and in my ears too. So when as soon as I opened the breaker box and I got that cut off, all of it stopped. I was able to get back into my house, but I couldn't have the electricity on. So if this woman had just known to flip that switch off, then maybe her and her three little boys would be alive today.
Now,
but they died. They froze to death in their yard because they couldn't get back in their house. Now, I don't know if it was the same thing that was happening to them that was happening to me, but this is a weapon of war. This is war against the people here in the United States. People are dying in parks. They're dying in their yard. And their reason for death, once they get a reason for their death, they're calling it dehydration and hypothermia. Okay? In my opinion, they're dying from radiation. And radiation will cook the blood right in your veins. So we've got to stay hydrated. One thing that you can use to stay hydrated is aloe vera, and the kind that you drink, or you can take it in pill form. But I really don't believe that this was hydration, because the one family that was found in one of the national parks, it was a husband, his wife, their baby, and the family dog. All of them had died from dehydration and hypothermia. Okay, so this is not the case for them, because they had starvation or hypothermia.
It comes down to being hit with this Wi-Fi.
Right, but that's what they're going to put on your death certificate if you die like this, if you die from being targeted.
They're going to say you had the COVID virus, so the hospitals that are being paid by the U.S. government, that are Bush Crime Syndicate owned and Larry Mizell owned, along with Jeb Bush owned, all the hospitals and hospital supply now that were taken over in this country in the past 15 years, are getting $30,000 bonus if they declare that you were a dead of the virus.
Right.
So if you die of a pneumonia, they're just going to say, oh, no, the administrator said to mark everything that they died of corona, so we neglect that 30 grand.
Well, seeing that these people, Stu, they actually had dehydration and hypothermia put on their death certificate. So obviously they didn't have COVID. But one man has died standing up, and he was leaning against his car in the city. So he got hot, he leaned up against his car, he took his shirt off, and he died standing up. They said the reason for his death was dehydration and hypothermia. Like I said, in my opinion, I believe that targeted individuals are dying for being radiated. They're being burned to death. Their blood is being boiled in their body, and they're dying.
You've already proven that to me. That's what they're doing to me right now. I'm just in the process of getting all the stuff in to be able to take that I need to take to get this shit out of me. I've never slept 18 hours a day, day after day. It's been 2 weeks today. No energy. Knocks me down, puts me to sleep. I'm asleep for 3 or 4 hours, get up, try to work for another couple hours. It's
There's
ridiculous.
Something really important that I need to let people know, and I'm so glad you let me on your show because this is so important.
We're going to do more than this. We're going to do all week long until we drive it into people's head and make them have an understanding, put the links up, discuss the links that you have given me, and so forth, where people can come to a complete understanding and understand why we say follow this formula to fight Satan's antenna. It's
right.
Your weapon
it's
against
so
Satan's antenna.
It's so important that people know that the frequencies are not generated by the power grid. It's so important for people to know this because there have been several attacks on our power grid, and it's not the power grid. Now, what happens is, after doing more research, I have found out that these signals are all over the United States, and I don't know where these signals are coming from, but it's not from the power grid. It's being pumped out through the whole United States like a radio station. And that's the same way that Russia did the Russian woodpecker. Because it was sent all over the world. People all over the world could hear the Russian woodpecker pecking and pecking. And people would talk about it. Well, if you talk about this, they'll claim you're crazy. This is how times have changed. If people said, I hear the radio station playing in my fillings, in my teeth, they weren't considered crazy because they knew it could happen. At this point in time, we've got signals riding on everything, including our power grid. So, I, in my opinion, this is what's going on. This is weapons of war. And it is attacking our power grid. It is attacking us. It's riding on all the sounds. The humming of the power grid is riding on that. The humming of your engine in your car is riding on that. It can ride on your own voice. It can ride on a refrigerator cutting off and on or a light bulb. So you will hear other people's voices talking And so once that appliance goes off, you don't hear it anymore. Or like the day that I was attacked, and I was ready to have a heart attack, but I ran in my house and I flipped the main breaker on my electric box. And so all of that was running off of my power grid, coming off the power grid that day. So people need to know, if this happens, run in your house as fast as you can and flip the main breaker and leave it off for a couple of hours. And if you're really scared, you can go stay with somebody else. But eventually it's going to stop. They won't be able to attack you, but so bad, if you get this infection off of your skin that they actually use.
It's not only on your skin. This is like a fungi, radiation fungi that's growing throughout your whole body. Is that true?
Right. First it grows on your skin, and then while you're breathing it in, it's in your body too. So we can't help but breathe the air, and it's got aluminum in it, and we have copper in our bodies naturally. So anyway, this is really important for people to know, because there have been several attacks on the power grid because people have been targeted so bad by the radio frequency. They believe it's the power grid. But it's not. It uses the power grid. It uses everything. And so these are radio frequencies and signals that are attacking us.
Okay, we got computers, EMFs. They're defined as EMFs all over the internet, attacking us through our computers, attacking us through our cell phones, attacking us through our TVs, attacking us through the internet connections,
right.
Every kind of thing conceivable. And then, of course, they changed the light bulbs, where they put chips in the light bulbs, and they were pushing that as a free thing. You know, I get your free light bulbs from KNC Power and Light, or buy them for $2 instead of $50, you know, at Walmart. I mean, they were pushing this stuff 4 or 5 years ago. Because these are energy efficient bulbs. Get rid of the old bulbs, because they wanted another way to track you, as Otis Johnson said. And it's up on a recording on stewweb.com and Radio Bar number 2, I think, Blast from the Past has it. But if you scroll down to Otis Johnson, he mentions what? The only time I recorded him, because of that stooge, Alex Jones, and a hitman that was on me in Vegas, and a lot of others. There's a lot of complication to that. But he mentions, now I'm going back out there again to Bluffdale. And he says, this is going to be so sophisticated. He said, done by private contractors, meaning Daddy Bushcrat is what he referred to, and Milman, the New World Order, 12 Disciples of Satan, controlling the communication. And as he said, soon, they will have chips in your toasters. A chip in your toaster, folks. Now they got 6 billion people with a chip inside of them, because they've been following their stupid instructions and believing all these lies of Satan for the past few years. Instead
of
being,
with the Internet of Things, you do not need a chip in the toaster, because the toaster is already connected by whatever it's made out of. So these frequencies and radio waves are already in our atmosphere from radio signals that are being put there as a weapon. And in my opinion, the people who died, they did not die from hypothermia or dehydration, but from their blood being cooked with radiation and electromagnetic microwaves. So if people get the fungus off of their skin, they would have a better chance, and then treating it from the inside too. But the people who are leaving their homes, I really am worried about them, because at this point, they're away from home. And I'm sure they're uncomfortable wherever they are, because you can't really get a good night's rest out on the road. And you really can't eat all that great out on the road. You can't take care of your body like you should, you know, out on the road. And running. They're running from something that is constantly around them. It is radio signals all the time. We're being drenched in electromagnetic radiation and these signals. We can't get away from it. So the only thing to do, because it's in our body, the only thing to do is to treat for it and get it out of our body, and knowing that it's going to go right back in. So basically, we need to consider United States a place that's just so full of radiation that we need to be treating for the radiation. And it's horrible. It's horrible to think that our country is full of radiation, but and if you're not targeted from it yet, you're going to be.
But it's not only, it's Charlene, I mean, you're an expert at this. It's just not our own country. It's the whole planet. It's human race. It's evil versus good. We're down to the real final days of what people could consider to be end time prophecies. Anything that you believe that the church has taught you, you better change your mind and get your Bible out and start doing some education for yourself. Because we are in a time frame that's so severe. And I don't have to preach to Charlene about this. She's well versed. She's a deep-hearted Christian. Believes in Christ, moves mountains. But she's targeted because of her bloodline. Here for that purpose. We're here for a reason now. And we're down to the final battle. I wouldn't give planet Earth 3 years from now. It's going to be gone. It's going to be a big cleanup. Probably happened before then, but that's my own opinion. I've watched all this crap span in 2000, the end of the world, the beginning of the new world order. And one of the Rockefellers with Rockefeller Communications sent me an email. His logo, by the way, was 666 surrounding the planet. And he's telling me this is the beginning of the end, because they were trying to infiltrate me so heavily in Las Vegas during that period of time. And they were doing it through Jesuit priests out of Indiana. They were infiltrating the patriot community, infiltrating the church groups and everything else. They were trying to get their pulse on things. But that Rockefeller, someone said something. And I said something about their punks. They're evil. Then I got an email. You'll have to take a look. It says, the beginning of the end. So they were trying to say around 2007 was going to be the end of the world, if tribulation, if it's 7 year period or 3.5 year period, tribulation, whatever. Trying to point to like 7 years out. Well, it didn't happen. God has his timeline. He has his timeline. He's in control. Satan may think he's in control, but God, there are too many people here yet on the planet. Many of them took the shot. They're claim to believe in Christ. You better get deep into Christ now, because you're dead. There's a high probability you're going to be dead from shedding, from the blood clot that's showing up in all of them. But the whole key is your soul. We're down to the wire, in my opinion. We got less than 3 years with the soul thing. Many of us are going to disappear. Many of us aren't. Okay? It's going to be God's timeline. And I used to not believe in the rapture in Thessalonians 2 and all that. No, there's something wrong here. But I believe that there's a timeline change that may come upon us, because God's going to take care of his elect, his real true people. They're still here. He's going to take care of them, put them into protection for a short period of time while he cleans the rest off.
I believe the rapture is explained in Ezekiel, and so it is a type of rapture, but we are not going to be saved from what's happening. we're not going to just walk into heaven like Ezekiel did. It will happen different for us, people who follow Christ, in the day that the earth is destroyed. If you read Ezekiel, it explains that God's people are put in the valley of the dry bones.
So, in the form of safety. Now,
right.
Okay, we know that they're trying to bring about the Messiah. Because if you go in and buy Jerusalem or Israeli papers online for a fee each month, you can pick up. For 2 years, they've been saying that the Messiah is there in Israel now. The Messiah. This is the Antichrist, folks. It's Israel's Messiah. The Messiah already came and they killed him. His name is Jesus Christ. But they don't know it. So there are over there all those Khazarian Jews from Khazar, the Ukraine, that are 92% of Israel today, and they have no true Hebrew bloodline like the Palestinians are the true 92% of them, true Hebrew bloodline of ancient times. But the Antichrist and his gang of thieves stole the country in 47, mass graved 40,000 Palestinians, slaughtered them. Got them off their land, their new state of Israel. Then in 48, they were declared the state. Now, by the UN. What is their flag? What is that star? They call it the Star of David. David never had any star. There was nothing mentioned about David and a star or anything else. But yet David had a star. That flies over Israel. That looks like that satanic pentagram to me. But here's the point. Is that the Messiah, for 2 years in the Israeli papers, rabbis in Israel are claiming they have seen the Messiah. And that soon he's going to stand forth. Well, they rebuilt the temple that they were sucking the money out of pastors and ministers, and he's evangelical TV fruitcakes, Pat Robertson, as an example, 700 Club, and all these different programs. Years ago, back in the early 80s, they were trying to suck money out of him to rebuild the temple in Israel, and they even had a big Christian drilling company over there drilling their oil 150,000 feet deep, and Christians across the U.S. and around that would listen to these John Hagee of San Antonio or wherever he's at, another fake, and this one fake, and that one fake, and oh, support Israel, Israel. They're their chosen people. What are they chosen for? If you're a Christian, you're chosen, not them. They don't believe in Christ. They never accepted him. They never will. But one of the things was they had to rebuild the temple. So Israel had 150,000 feet of solid rock underneath it. And they drilled out that whole place, bored it out, made it a huge monster cavern underneath the place for defense. And that's where they parked their airplanes and their flying saucers and all the other stuff get parked in there. But they built the temple. One of the things they had to do is they had to sacrifice Hereford cows, because they needed the blood from the Hereford cows to match up in the Portland cement or the concrete that they put the blocks together with. They needed that in the dye, the actual Hereford blood. And they did that. And he stored this whole thing underground and said they could resurrect it in 90 days. Well, they didn't. It took them 6 months. But they put it up about 2 years ago, folks. And it's not the Wailing Wall that the Christian ministers tell you, oh, the Wailing Wall is the old temple. Oh, that's a temple mound. Oh, go kiss the wall, bless the wall as you come to Israel and visit us, oh, blah, blah, blah. It's all garbage. That's the old Roman fort. The Romans were the ones that put Christ to death because it was the Jews, the rabbis, pushed for his death. So they went along with it.
Well, Stu, there's something.
And the thing is that new temple, real quick, that new temple, folks, is built about 4 to 6 miles south of the Wailing Wall. It's in a place called Davis or Davies or something like that, Israel. And I have a picture up on my internet site, BB Netanyahu, inside the new temple, showed a picture, very colorful place inside. But here's the problem. The Bible is specific in the end day times. Many, many verses throughout the Old Testament, the New Testament reference it. The Antichrist is going to walk into that temple and declare himself to be God, and all hell is going to break loose on the planet. Now, I'm hearing behind the scenes, if we got 6 months before this Captain Gator does this, shows his a fallen angel, shows his true colors, like the ones that are occupying humans, like Larry Mizell and Daddy Bush and the others, still supposedly alive down there, Paraguay Daddy. We're in trouble. They're doing away with cash by June. The Fed, who is controlled by a fallen angel possessed, Larry Mizell, that owns Blackwater, BlackRock, took over the United States Treasury, is the largest bank in the U.S., the largest bank worldwide, HSBC, etc., is in control of your money. They've already made the statement by June that they're going to convert over to the credit debit. There will not be any money. Cashless society, folks. Can't buy or sell. That way they can lock down your bank accounts, lock down your credit system if you're not a good little boy or girl and go get your shot. Or you don't obey them. You don't do what Satan tells you to do. We're at that most critical time frame. I've never seen it all back up at once. And here it is now. And there's nothing more that I can do as a federal whistleblower to cause a national congressional investigation, which they won't take. They won't investigate anybody, anything anybody says that's legit, because they want to control everything. You can't do it. The only thing I know to do now is to keep the noise level up with this radio program and my site on what they're doing to you, so you can help protect yourself before the shit, which already started, 6G plus other things in action. And all this electronic, we're walking around as an antenna for Satan. Satan's antenna. That's the reason Charlene and I talked about the name. That's what it is. You've got to get protected. You better be right with Jesus Christ, especially now. True, Charlene?
That's fine.
Now, you want to add to anything I just said?
And yes. Clarify? So just so people know, I mean, I have studied the Bible since I was a little girl. I had a vision disability, and I couldn't understand why people were so mean, and they were mean to people who had disabilities, and even if they weren't, people were just mean to me, but I was a different kind of child. I was disabled. I had a vision disability and a seizure disorder, and I could not understand why some people were just flat out mean to me. So, anyway, I kept reading the Bible, and you're right about Israel. And this is why it talks about Israel in the book of Ezekiel. But it also, the Bible also explains this. God's people are scattered from the east to the west. God's people will be collected by him in the west. So God knows exactly how far it is from the east to the west and where he is picking up his people. So God's people are within the people in the west. Now how beautiful and how protective he is of his people, that he will collect. Because, and if you are in the right mindset, you will understand that we are born, we live, and we die in the heavens that God created for us. If you are God's people, if your name is written in the book of life, you will know that we are born, we live, and we die in the heavens, in the heavenly realms that touch this earth. So yes, the people from the east that he will pick up in the west, yes, God's people used to be in the east, in Israel. So he says he's going to, that we're scattered. We're scattered, but eventually we will all be in the West when he comes back. And this is where he will find us. So if you read it correctly, then we are in the West. Are we God's people? I believe we are. Because in the West right now, what do we see? In Israel. And what do we see in Iraq and Iran and all those places in the East? Not something that God's people would be doing. So I believe we're right here, and God's people are being tormented and tortured and punished by these radio waves, and we're dying from it. They're killing us. And not only of those people, not only us, but the real Palestinian people who their bloodline goes all the way back to the days, the biblical days when Jesus walked the earth. Those people, they're killing them as hard as they can go, because they think that they're God's people. But God tells us specifically in the Bible that he has scattered his people through the earth, and that he will collect them in the West.
And that day's coming, is it not?
It's coming, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's at hand. Now, as I said, what we're going to push this week is the information Charlene has, and I'm going to be incorporating more of the biblical stuff into it as far as scriptures that need to be pointed out for your own protection. But we're going to have posted sometime, hopefully today, the list of certain things that you need to take, recommended by Charlene, recommended by me, after being the experimental dog with much of this and knowing what it's already doing for me. And but yet I have other things I have to do as well, yet to take, that I have not done. And I will be over the next few days. So that's hopefully going to help me, because it's already starting to reverse what's on me. But Charlene, what it all amounts to is, if we're not protected with certain things that you can buy over the counter, you can buy at the health food store, you can buy at Target, the 20 mule team borax, Epsom salts, and start doing these things, you're going to end up dead from radiation poisoning. Would that be a correct statement?
Yes.
Okay, so Charlene and I are going to work together. After I get a nap after this show here, I'm going to have to for an hour or two, because I'm in the ground again. And no energy, part of it. But I have something today that will help take care of part of the problem. And it helped me even over the next few days. But we're going to pump out concentrated, short, 30-minute, 45-minute statements. We've made the statement in that 3.5-hour show. We've made it again today, but we're going to have links of proof and evidence underneath it that you're going to, in the show, and I'm going to post it on the front of the site in a separate banner right there above breaking news, where everybody can look. Satan's antenna. It is killing you. That's simple. You'll be able to see it. Maybe you pass it to your friends. Maybe you share it on social media and let people know what they have to do, because this is down to the wire. And I know that this was partially God given to me to give to you. He gave me Charlene to give to you. And you got to hear what she has to say, because she nailed it on the head. And when she told me about the 6G, and I start inquiring among intelligence sources, this is beyond 6G. This is Satan's antenna. This is 6G, 7G, 10G, 20G. The advanced technology is so far advanced. And with their plan, they plan on killing the whole human friggin' race in a very short period of time.
The people that they don't kill with this, they will be able to use their mind to make a post on Facebook.
Yeah.
So you won't have to say, hey, Cortana. You won't have to say, hey, Google. You won't have to say anything. You will just think it, and it will appear on the internet because your brain will be connected to the internet, which our brains have already been mapped. They did that years ago. Everybody on the face of the earth, their brains were mapped. And their brains were uploaded to the main brain so that this could take place. When 6G starts and it's available to the public, we will be able to think something and it will appear. We can think that we want the lights on, the lights will come on. We will think that we want our car to start and it will start. All you will have to do is think it. You won't have to say it. You'll just think it, and it will happen.
Yeah.
This is what technology they're using right now, 6G, the military has it, and it hasn't been released to the public yet. Just like 5G, we were attacked with it until it was released to the public. Now it's 6G, and we're being attacked with that. People are dying.
That's the copper in your body that none of the EMF Faraday shields will work unless someone can come up with one that counters copper shooting at you, a copper shooting at your body to light the copper up in your body to deplete you of it. When you figure out the shield for that, I want you to call me. I want you, all you patriots out there and all the others, you figure that one out. How do we block this next wave which we're being hit with now? They cranked this thing up before the end of the year. And they cranked it hard. This is the year they're going to take out a lot of people. So, all you talk show hosts out there, I hope you get the copy of this. Maybe people will pass the link to you to make you understand. Because we're going to be posting over the next few days on Stu Web, the list of things you need to take on a daily, weekly basis to counter this radiation poisoning and to cut it out of your body to where you're not having all this different stuff hit you. This is very serious. And Charlene,
yeah.
Before we close this thing down, I was going to go kind of a different angle today, but I didn't. But we're going to go starting tomorrow on this. But what else would you tell the people in this program?
Well, first thing, if you are targeted, don't be afraid. Jesus tells us to never be afraid. Don't fear. Because when you are afraid is when these demonic spirits gain from you, your fear. So Jesus tells us to never be afraid. And so don't be afraid. Don't run from your home. There are certain things you can do if you, like I was being attacked, sit and think what you have to do. It's like this poor woman went out in her yard, but obviously she didn't figure out what to do in time before they froze to death and died.
Now,
try to think of what you can do in case of emergency where you can't get back in your house because your heart's pounding too hard or your head is hurting too bad, you can't go back in your house. These are things that they're using against us at this point because they can use our brain, our heart, our kidney. They can use anything in our body to hurt us to where we can't get food, water, shelter. This is war. This is war against the people. tried to figure out a way. Like, I sat in my car and I said, well, my only thing I can think to do is to go and flip that breaker on my electric box and flip the main breaker and just see if it's still going on. I'll have to go back to my car. And so once I flipped it, it stopped. But now I've also been attacked in my car, and I had to pull over and get out of my car and cut the car off and get out for a while and stand there and wait and then get back in the car and drive again. But I've been so targeted and didn't know what to do. Don't run from your home, because that's what they want you to do.
No.
And once you're outside your house, look at the people who prepared, who are preppers. They've got all this food and water and shelter. They got all these things in their home. So what happens if you go outside and all of a sudden your heart's pounding so hard that every time you open the door, you feel like you're going to die? Well, this is a weapon of war. They're going to keep you away from your stockpile of food.
Now, there's a guy that's on the run that you mentioned to me, and I said, let's try to get him on the air. But he's running motel room to motel room because why?
Because he is being hurt by the electromagnetic frequencies and the radiation. His skin is burning. He is hurting every time he sits in front of the computer to even do a show. And he calls it a jailbreak show. So you might know who I'm talking about if you follow him. But he is a targeted individual at this point. When he was in his apartment, he was at home, and he figured out that he was targeted. Then he went out over the road, and he's just traveling around. He's riding from place to place.
Now, we'll get a hold of him, and we'll get him set straight with the chemicals, or not chemicals, but natural things we need to take to cleanse this thing out. We're going to try to help, because that's all we can do now.
Right.
Bringing new world order events, what they're plotting and planning, but the main thing is health right now. And
right.
It's the health
first of all, you got to get it out of your body and off your skin. But where you live, you've got to wash everything down. Your ceilings, your walls, your curtains, your windows. Wash everything down in 20-mule team boric acid.
And that you can buy that. By the way, you can buy that powder form from, what was the other, not Walmart, but the other one that I mentioned.
Oh, you can get it from Walmart, Food Lion. You can get it from Amazon.
You can buy it online, but I mean, in order, but
dollar stores.
No, it was one of the stores, but you can buy it pretty much every place. But there was one store in particular; they've got it all the time. I can't remember the name of it. I bought it there the other day.
And you take boron supplements. Now I do know people that take a little pinch of the 20-mule team. They just take a little pinch and they drop it in what they're drinking. Usually it's water or coffee so that they won't taste it too bad. But to me, it was really strong, and now I take vitamins. It's got the boron in it because it's something that your body needs, and that helps to kill this infection. And actually, it will kill the infection as long as you incorporate it in your diet every day. You got to have it every day to fight this infection. Then you need potassium iodide. And so you need to be able to take a bath in potassium iodide, Epsom salt, and the borax, a little bit in your bath. And that will kill this infection that's on your skin. And your skin is the biggest organ you have. So once it's on your skin, then it's in your body.
And if it's inside your body, folks, you got to get rid of it. It is a fungi. Am I correct?
That's right.
It's a fungi from radiation poisoning. that we all are being affected now. It's Satan's hand cannon. This is his final blow on what he thinks he's going to do, using all these dominions of governments to apply this against the people on the planet. You don't think that they don't have a place coming? What when this person dies or that person dies, what's going to happen to them? Like Baba Wawa died back in Pope Benedict or whatever, the child molester, whatever he died of back in December the 31st. I never posted it up, but you know what? I was going to say Pope Benedict, Council of 12, dies. Now he meets Satan. That's his body that meets Satan. That thing that inhabited him jumped in the next one. They anointed to take his place. But this is so far, far beyond belief. All because the human race was created. And all because the human race being so stupid and Satan having the technology and the knowledge. But he needed the human race to implement it. And that's what he did with Adolf Hitler during World War II, with Nikola Tesla, with our U.S. scientists, just like my friend Ed Slade that worked at the alien base at Papoose Lake, Nevada, all real, worked with the aliens, making the toys for them. I mean, the technology is so far advanced, nobody can believe it. Christians don't even believe maybe Jesus Christ is out there floating around, and he's got a whole bunch of warriors and flying saucers fighting against the bad guys and flying saucers. People couldn't even comprehend this, but yet I've talked about it for a year. I've been dumping on you what I've known and what I've been told by super spooks, how deep this goes. And it's evil versus good, period. And we are now down to the wire. This is me. Quote me on it. We are down to the wire, period. Next 6 months are going to be so vital to your soul. I hope you're right with it, and I hope you cleanse up your body where your brain can operate, etc., because it's going to become really super bad. Well,
there's a lot of target individuals that have major sinus infections, and basically, they attack your head, your ears, and they want you to hear this so bad. They want you to hear voices. They want you to turn into a schizophrenic so bad that they target your ears, and they'll target your ears so bad that you end up with this infection in your ears. And then it'll move to your sinuses. It'll move to your teeth. It'll move to your eyes. They've targeted my eyes and ears since I was a child. So, of course, I've got all this sinus problem. But I've recently found out that you can take honey, just regular honey from the grocery store, and you put it on a Q-tip and wind it around in your nose, and it will kill this infection, honey. So if you're targeted really bad, like I am, my whole face hurts. My whole face, my eyes, everything had been hurting until I found out what to do. So I took honey, and I just rubbed my whole face in honey, all down my neck, and I left it on as long as I could. It was like 4 or 5 hours, and then I went and just rinsed it off. It was sticky until I rinsed it, but then the residue was still there, and it wasn't sticky anymore, and so I just left it on all night, and the next morning, I felt so much better. So honey also kills this infection, and honey is one of the best things that you can put in your nose. It's the only thing that I would recommend anybody put inside of their nostrils. Other than maybe nasal spray, but even that, I don't like using nasal sprays. I like using the honey because it clears up allergies. And since I've been using the honey, I stopped using allergy medicine. and my allergies were bad. So I've been using the honey, and it's clearing up the infection that I had in my sinuses, and it's clearing up the infection that was growing on my face from this targeting. And another thing that works well is vapor rub. And it is the camphor oil and the eucalyptus is the only thing that's in vapor rub. So I made camphor jelly. So you can take 1/4 cup of Vaseline and you put 60 drops of camphor oil into the Vaseline and mix it up really, really good. And rub that on your skin. That is camphor jelly, and it will kill parasites, and it will kill this infection that grows on your skin. And that way you can make a whole bunch of this, like vapor rub. And if you want to, you can add eucalyptus. That helps too. But I do know it is the camphor jelly in vapor rub that will kill this infection. And it also makes the blood circulate. So once you get blood circulating, things start to heal. So that goes for any kind of infection. If you can get your blood to circulate, then that promotes healing. So the camphor jelly, or if you're in a hurry and you want to get it off your skin, you can go to the dollar store and get it really cheap, just regular vapor rub. But make sure it says camphor oil and not turpentine. You don't want the kind that says turpentine because that it might work, but I'd be scared to use turpentine and for this. So the camphor jelly works if you got time to make it. But the vapor rub, the camphor oil, and eucalyptus works. So I've been using it and it's killing this infection that's on my skin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now we're going to put this up in writing form about everything we've talked about. You sent it to me. But the things people need to do, and we're going to keep it on the front of the website. And I'm going to ask people to keep passing this radio program and these others. And we're going to hook the links underneath the program of what Charlene has discovered in the different stuff and confirmations. Because this technology, I mean, I don't know what else to call it besides Satan's antenna. And you, Charlene?
It's the only thing I know to call it.
Satan's antenna, he's reaching you, reaching us all. Now, I'm going to ask this because I haven't done it in a long time and I haven't had any, but I need some contributions, folks. Not for me. I needed to pay for the radio station, my network, my radio talk show, that is the server. Certain amount each month, he always carries me. I'm way behind with him. I need to catch up. When I was working, I could take and pop a grand out of my own pocket and pay him and get him updated. It does cost me 50 bucks a month for the server. I'm behind. So if anybody wants to help, I'll go to PayPal and just say, this is for your server, Stu, my contribution to keep us up and alive. Because I plan on being here until God lifts me out of here at some point, hopefully. If not, well, as I've told him, I want a big, long sword. I want a horse with wings so I can go chop up the heads of the New World Order in your behalf. But, Charlene, you got anything to add? We're going to get into a little preaching maybe tomorrow, a little bit of scripture that people need to understand that fits in with what we're telling you. Is that fair, Charlene?
Sure. One other thing that is really good is the spirulina. You can pick it up in Walmart. You can pick it up in the drugstores. You can order it online through Amazon. It's called spirulina, and it's spelled S-P-I-R-U-L-I-N-A.
A lot of the Walmarts had it. They had it in Kansas City. They don't carry it up here in South Dakota, but they do carry it online. But you can also find it online. If you look up, it's there. It's like $6-7 for a bottle of it, folks. And it helps pull not only radiation, but it helps pull heavy metals. I was contaminated with heavy metals years ago by these bastards trying to murder me. And they pulled stuff out. I couldn't believe it. I've been taking how long, Charlene? 90 days, 4 months, 5 months, maybe longer. It was developing black spots all over my skin that eventually 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days later, they'd come to the surface, be itching, I'd scratch them, and peel off, and it'd heal up. And it was the chemicals and different things coming out of my body. I mean, people, you get anthraxed and you get poisoned a few times. Believe me, it remains, a lot of that crap remains in a person's body. But go ahead.
But this spirulina actually is a stem cell drug. It makes your own stem cells repair themselves.
It's a form of green algae, correct? Green algae?
Right, it's green algae. It's full of calcium and iron, and that is one thing that will help to shield you from the radio waves that are flying around, the electromagnetic waves that are flying around, and when they hit your body, they hurt. If your body, that hurts. And so I had it to hurt me before, and taking this spirulina, it is the super green color. It's like a chloroform type color that is in our trees. This is why they want to cut down all the trees, because they block the 5G. Of course, they block the Wi-Fi. And it is that super green that is, that chloroform is what is blocking the Wi-Fi. So if you can get that green, that super green from the spirulina in your body, it will help to block the Wi-Fi. It's full of iron, which iron helps to block it. But then the 6G will actually use these things in your body to make you an antenna. So just take it when you need it. You know, I've had it and taken it for years now. And I still have to work at getting the infection off of my body. I'm taking the spirulina, it gets the radiation out, but you still have all of the other stuff on your body. So you also need the potassium iodide to get out the radioactivity type of radiation out of your body. Because it's a different kind of radiation. So you got to have the potassium iodide to get it out. I've been reading on dosing. So you have to check to see what the dosage would be. If you're targeted, you need to find out what the dosage would be for you. But for me, it is 0.25 milligrams. 3 times a day. That's for me and my body weight. So you would have to figure out how much you need to take if you take it.
But we're going to have a formula up there in writing. You can print out and the whole bit. It'll be on the front of the website in the next day or two. Everything. As we load up and finish up these programs. Because I want people to pass this to your friends, to your relatives. Make sure that they understand what they need to do. I believe Charlene has broke through the gate on this one, okay, and discovered, because based on what other people have told me from the intelligence world, she's right on target. Right on target. So, gonna be a lot of lives saved maybe because of her, if you're willing to pass the word and try it yourself. You might survive, you might not. All I can tell you, we are up against the wire. I don't care what any of these preachers claim and this and that. everything else. We're about ready to see the Antichrist enter into the temple in Israel, and I believe it's around the corner, not far, because they're total credit debit come June the 1st is what the Treasury's planning. Now, I saw on the news, because I tried to catch about half an hour last night or this morning. It was early, believe me, 4 or something in the morning. Waking up, having my energy for an hour before it was crashing back to bed. What are they talking about? They're closing down ATM machines in New York now. Closing them down, they're making excuses. Well, the Fed announced, Federal Reserve announced, which is the Treasury, which is the old Silverado drug boys at MDC Holdings in Denver, run by Mizell, still around, running the show, running the bank. Point is, they made the comment, they said that they would do away with cash by June. But the Treasury was, and the Federal Reserve. And the New York Fed announced about 6 weeks ago that it was going to start cutting away money, and they were going to do away with the money, cash, and it was going to bite within about 90 days. They intended on having the whole state of New York underneath cashless society, credit debit society, period. They're on their way, coming out yesterday on the news and announcing that the ATM machines are being closed early for various reasons. They're blaming vandalism or robbing and looting them or whatever the story is. They're making up to say that they're closing down the machines early. In other words, you won't be able to get cash out of there after a certain time each day. Now, they've made that statement. So all I'm saying is, folks, I hope you're protected from the radiation, and I hope you're set up to where, in the event, if they take your bank account, lock you down, we'll have you to buy food. Go ahead, Charlene.
Right. This is a scripture, and I want to get this out. Hosea 4:6. My people perish from lack of knowledge. Corinthians 2:11. We must be aware of the enemy's devices, weapons, and tactics. Our lives depend on it, lest Satan should get advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. So we have got to know. And my mind's going right back to these families that have recently died. The family that was out in the national park, and they died. The poor woman that had her little boys out under a tree, and they froze to death and died. You know, if they had just known that it was Satan and his weapons and his tactics. But it took their life. And it's so important that people know what to do at this point. You cannot be afraid. Jesus says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't run. There's no reason to run. Because when you run, these things are going to come after you. They'll follow you right down the power line. Because it's going to ride on the power line, and it'll ride on the engine of your car. It'll ride on your voice. It knows where you are. So don't be afraid of it.
Stand up to it. And use the weapons that God has given Charlene.
Right.
Proved to me over the past few months of all these things, along with all this other individuals.
And the most important thing is you put on your armor of God.
And this is a full armor of God, more or less, in pill form, that you can help get rid of the problem. But the whole armor of God is what, Charlene? You know as well as I do. Go ahead.
Right. You've got to have the armor of God on in order to survive this, because
the breastplate of what? Righteousness? Let's go down through them real quick.
Hold on.
I mean, we got to be prepared, folks. You got to get prepared now because it's your soul. It's the end of the time frame of humanity is at hand.
Right. Your helmet, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shield of faith, the word of the Spirit, the gospel of peace, and the truth of God's word. Those are the things that make up the armor of God.
And that gets you to heaven, or that gets you to hell. And we're at the draw line. This is it, heaven or hell. Which way are you going?
We have got to fight. We're going to have to fight to stay alive.
It's a very serious matter. Charlene, I'm going to give you the last words, whatever you want to add to this program.
No, I'm just hoping that people will see what's going on in the news and pray for our country. Pray that we won't be radiated to death because of them bringing in this new technology. I don't know why I'm coughing, but...
Probably because they're radiating right now.
Probably so. I'm sitting right under a light. It's one other thing. Even if you get your older light bulbs, the incandescent, they will still target you with them because I took it all of the all of the LED and the little fluorescent little pigtail bulbs. I took all of them out of my house and I've replaced them all with incandescent. And they're the highest quality incandescent, but they still target me with it. They'll burn my skin with them. And the reason that they can do that is because I have not gotten all of this fungus off of my skin. It is clear. You can't see it. And you would never know that I had anything on my skin, but it's there and it's clear. So they can burn me. After a while, they can grow it on your skin and then burn your skin with it. And it's all done with radio waves. And I'm gonna compare it to the Russian woodpecker. Well, the United States has that and more. So this is what they're doing to us, and we got to try to stay alive.
Okay. Do you want to say a prayer on this?
Hold on. There's one other thing I want to... I want to read a Bible verse.
Go ahead.
It's Ephesians 6:12-20. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take up unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And you can finish reading that. It's Ephesians 6:12-20. And it tells you how to fight. And we are going to have to fight. If we're Christians, we are going to have to fight. And even people who don't realize that they are Christians, death getting hurt, they're going to have to humble themselves and become a Christian and fight. They're going to have to put on the armor of God to survive. If not, you're not going to make it. You can take supplements and you can take things to help you, but you won't survive without that.
And how are you going to go to heaven? If we're at the draw line, which I really believe we are, we're going to see the end of earth within 3 years, if not before. But how much death and destruction is there going to be? And what is it all about? It's all about your soul. It's about your soul. It's a drag. It's a final battle. It's got to come down and have a cleansing. And this is it. And the people have become so wicked on this planet. I mean, oh my God. The numbers are beyond belief.
Now is the time that people are going to have to choose. They're going to have to choose. They're going to have to choose Jesus. They're going to have to choose Jesus because Jesus is the only way into heaven. But we were talking about court yesterday, and these courts are going to set up at the end of time. They're going to set right in front of heaven's gate, and they are going to, these courts, these earthly courts, these people think that they are going to be able to tell you whether you are worthy of heaven or not. And of course, nobody is going to be worthy of heaven because they are not.
The judgment on those people's heads.
Who are judges and in the courts, they are the Gentiles and we are the Christians. If you follow Christ, you are a Christian, not a Gentile. It's where a lot of people get really confused. So when you're at the gates of heaven and the courts want to judge you, the only person, if you read in Revelations, the only person who is worthy is the Lamb who was slain, who was Jesus. So if you are not a part of Jesus Christ's body, he is the only one that the courts allow to go through heaven's gate. They send everybody else to hell. So if you are not in Jesus' body, if you are not in the body of Christ, when that day comes and the courts will tell him, oh, you're the only one that's worthy. And this is where the elites will be deceived because they cannot go into heaven unless they are in the body of Christ. Because Christ is the only one that walks through heaven's gate and he sits down next to the right hand of God. He sits on the right hand of God. So you've got to be in the body of Christ. Believing in God doesn't just believing in God doesn't get you there. Because Jesus is the one, he is the only one that is worthy. In the courts, you can read it in Revelations, how the judges will send everybody into hell. But if you're hiding in the body of Christ, you will walk in with him. That is the only way you get to heaven.
Good point. You want to close this? What else? Anything else you want to say?
No, that's all.
Close it with a prayer, if you would.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in heaven and earth. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts and deliver us from evil. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Charlene, thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you, Stu.
Hang on a second. Hold on just a second. I gotta cut the tape. Folks, it's Stu Weber, StuWeb.com. It's an hour and 40 minutes worth, so save it and send it around.